From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Federal housing regulators sued 17 big banks today over mortgage-backed securities they sold during the housing boom. The Federal Housing Finance Agency accused Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and others of selling securities that were far riskier than advertised. NPR's Jim Ziroli joins us from New York. And Jim, what more can you tell us about what exactly the FHFA alleges these banks did?
Well, these were some of the biggest and most important financial institutions, not just in the United States, but really in the world. Bank of America, Citigroup, Deutsche Bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, Barclays. And they were all involved in, to one level or another, in the mortgage securities business during the subprime boom. And the agency basically says that they sold just huge numbers of these without due diligence, without any real attempt to judge whether the mortgages underlying them were as sound as they were supposed to be. They made no effort, for instance, to check things like, did the mortgage holders have the income that they claimed to have? Now, this is a charge that's been leveled many times against the big financial institutions over the past few years. Last year, the agency issued subpoenas against these banks. The reason it filed suit now is that the regulators concluded that the statute of limitations is about to run out on some of these abuses, and they thought they had to act now.
Now, I want you to remind us about the FHFA, what it is, and when it came about.
Well, you will remember, no doubt, that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac suffered huge losses after the subprime crisis. They are big mortgage companies. They had to be rescued by the federal government. The FHFA is the agency that was formed to oversee them, really on behalf of taxpayers. And what the agency said is that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac bought billions of these securities, $24 billion worth from Citigroup, $6 billion from Bank of America. Many of them turned out to be bad investments, and the losses were borne by the government, by taxpayers. And now the agency says it wants to recoup some of these losses. It filed a suit in July against the Swiss bank UBS, asking for $900 million in damages. And this just extends sort of the legal front to many more banks. It just really broadens the battle against them.
Jim, we're talking about banks that were rescued themselves during the financial crisis. What does this mean for them?
Well, it's going to complicate life for them. A lot of them already faced lawsuits from private investors, just a kind of a legal morass. A lot of them are right now negotiating with state officials over what's called robo-signing. In other words, they were accused of foreclosing on people's homes without filing proper documentation. So there has just been this legal overhang that they've had to contend with, and it's made life a lot less certain for them. Now they're facing this suit. I think it just puts a lot more pressure on them to try to negotiate a settlement. The banks in general came through the financial crisis in good shape, and that was thanks in great part, some might say, to the federal bailout. But the downturn in the economy has left, and also the European debt crisis, has left them in just a more precarious situation. So a lot of analysts are saying, this is one more big problem for them to contend with, and it's just going to make the future a lot less certain for them.
Jim, the regulator isn't specifying how much money it's seeking here from the 17 banks, but it obviously would be many billions. We're talking about lots. Any word from the banks?
Well, not so far today, but in the past they've argued that, that these securities losses were caused by the downturn in the economy, not by the way the securities were put together. They've also said, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were sophisticated investors who should have known what they were getting into.
It's NPR's Jim Ziroli speaking to us from New York. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.